I like your style, dude.
Listen to Dr. Groove on the wireless. To Groove on the wireless. To Groove on the wireless. To Groove on the wireless.
Thank you. and swimming, I think I'll go for sure. There's panic in my ankles, gosh, this sea ain't got no law. Loneliness is a gun, loneliness is a gun. I think it's strength sometimes, but then again I could be done. Walking in the desert, I'm a witness to the rain. It falls upon my head and gee, it's washed away my name. Loneliness is a gun, loneliness is a gun. A bullet floating out in space, dying to meet you, dying to meet you. So I memorize the diamond in your eye. It shone so sweetly and cut through any line. I'm touching gold, I'm colder still, I'm colder still. So I memorize the diamond in your eye. Loneliness is a gun, loneliness is a gun. The loudest silence in your day, dying to meet you, dying to meet you, dying to meet you, dying to meet you, dying to meet you.
Is a gun. Yes, that was the inimitable House of Love, and they've just brought out a reissue or a box set that I read about last year in the Guardian, where else, and it reminded me that I fell in love with them a long time ago. I think 1990 was when they were at the very top of their game and popularity, and lots of fringes and haircuts, handsome young gents they were too, with their melodies and their poetry and their lyrics. And she Shine On was the first song that you might remember them from. And before that we had a song called Levite. It was just really to get us going. This is Groove on the Wireless here on Radioactive International. This is program 19, I think, 19. And Levite is by Vladislav something. Check the lyric sheets again. What do I mean by lyric sheets? Jeez, it sounds like I'm on a program with Twink. Lyric note. No, it's nothing to do with that. Just check the label. I'll put up what the right name of that geezer is later on when I find it out. You're listening to Groove on the Wireless. Next up, we're going to go right back to the origins, the primordial soup. The main man, the kind of music, I think a lot of music really starts with this guy. And this is La Vie en Rose by Louis Armstrong and his Oliver Orchestra. Is it Cy Oliver's Orchestra? I think they were working out of Chicago in the 30s. And I was recommending the Ken Burns PBS documentary to somebody else, to Reddy, who has a show on Power FM. But it's all there, all the history, and I think this really is the guy who started it all off. Thank you.
Hold me fast, the magic spell you cast. This is La Vie en Rose. When you kiss me, heaven sighs, and though I close my eyes, I see La Vie en Rose. When you press me to your heart, and in a world apart, a world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above. Every day void seems to turn into love song. Give your heart and soul to me, and life will always bleed. La Vie en Rose.
Yes, and that is the inimitable sound of Noi, who announced that they're going to come over. At least Michael from Noi, the main man, the guitarist behind it, is coming back with a band to perform some of his music in Whelan's in April, and I was able to get a ticket for that, which was great news because I'd also just found out about two people who were playing here that I missed. One was Keith Jarrett, who's playing sometime in February in the National Concert Hall, but that's sold out completely. I think it's a solo piece that he's going to play. Which was amazing because I really got into the Koln, is it K-O-L-N album? I think he recorded that in 1972. And that's an album that you should definitely track down. Anyway, before that we had Noi. And then before that there was a piece from Fortet, Kieran Hepburn. And there's a link between those two because I was at a festival called The Nightmare Before Christmas, and there was a conference. This is the kind of, it tells you a lot about who Dr. Groove is. I went to a lecture on krautrock held by a German journalist there, and who was in the back of the room except Mr. Fortet himself, listening on keenly to the origins of krautrock and where it came from. And even that phrase where it was developed, I think was initially a foreign phrase, but then it just got adopted because it's a bit of a derogatory term. It's not okay to call German people krauts, but eventually they adopted it, got with the program. And before that, we started off with Louis Armstrong. So I've said before in this show, I do not know where I'm going to go. Literally, when I play something and then I play the next tune, I have no idea where it's going to go. And that kind of leads me neatly on to what I'm going to do now, which I also am not sure about. I thought we were going to go. Oh, yeah, I do remember now. It's all coming back to me. There was a track. I listened to a mix I did about, it must be 8 years old. It was on CD. That's how old it was. That's the kind of technology I was using. And one of the standout tracks on that mix was, well, actually the Fortet track was on it. That's how old that was. But there was also a piece of just straight up rock and roll, which I loved. And then I went looking for it to see if I could get a digital version of it and include it in the show tonight. And I have been lucky enough to track it down. It's by a band called Sluts of Trust, and it's a track called Piece of You, and it appeared at some stage on the John Peel Festive 50, possibly in that year, 2002, 2003. I'll go and look that up, but in the meantime, I'm just going to give you the pleasure of playing the tune.
You got my spectrum. back your name. Well, the men don't know, but the little girls understand. When everybody's trying to sleep, I'm somewhere making my midnight creep. Every morning when the rooster crows, chicken.
If I was singing, cause that's what the bitches wanted. I couldn't play guitar like Van Halen. Had no secret chords like St. David. But you still came around, ate your lunch with me. Used to park your car to try the bus with me. But I would say, girl, don't be dumb. I'm riding shotgun. We could go to my house after school, after school, after school. Cause my dad don't clock off till late, off till late. Off too late, we could kick it in the living room, looking through my whole vinyl collection. And you could teach me how to slow dance or something. And I'ma give you chills harmonizing the oldest. I slim up, and every time somebody asks me if I sing songs to get at women, I say, yeah, they say, no fear, no fear, but she in. I say, shit, oh well, oh well. And every time a nigga asks me, I sing songs to get at women. I say, yeah, see, no fear, no fear, is she in? I say, boy, don't judge, cause hell, if you were me, you'd be singing to her like la-da-da-da-da, la-da-da-da-da, la-da-da-da-da. Now I'm in the lab, always working late, always sleeping past the breakfast she makes. She used to stop by, come and holla at me, put her purse down, try to battle rap me. She don't do that no more, no more, no more. Don't even listen to the songs I record, but she be banging that Drake in my car. I'm so far gone, she stay blasting Trey in his songs. It's like she never heard of me, heard of me. Now every time somebody asks me if I sing songs to get my women, I say no, nah, they say, okay, I don't believe it. I say no, I swear I never do it. And every time a nigga asks if I sing songs to get at women, I say no, he said, who do
do you think you can? I know you, you stole my girlfriend. Fair enough, 'cause your girl broke my heart. I'm singing la da 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 about heartbreak, and now I'm singing la da 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 about love lost. Songs, and I try, I come to the studio, I, you know what I do, what you think I do it for, huh, yeah, but you ain't listening, never, but if you were, you might bug with it, yeah, all these songs for women, songs for women, songs for you. For you.
Well, my friends are gone and my hair is gray. I ache in the places where I used to play, and I'm crazy for love, but I'm not coming on. I'm just paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song. I said to Hank Williams, how lonely does it get? Hank Williams hasn't answered yet, but I hear him coughing all night long. Floors above me in the Tower of Song. Sorry, baby, doesn't look like me at all. I'm standing by the window where the light is strong. Ah, they don't let a woman kill you, not in the Tower of Song. Grown bitter, but of this you may be sure. The rich have got their channels in the bedrooms of the poor, and there's a mighty judgment coming, but I may be wrong. You see, I hear these funny voices in the Tower of Song.
how the river got so wide. I loved you, baby, way back when. And all the bridges are burning that we might have crossed, but I feel so close to everything that we lost. We'll never have to lose it again. Now I bid you farewell, I don't know when I'll be back. They're moving us tomorrow to that tower down the track, but you'll be hearing from me, baby, long after I'm gone. I'll be speaking to you sweetly from a window in the Tower of Song.
And I'm not coming on, I'm just paying my rent, babe, in the Tower of Song.
Yes, that's it. I was born with the gift of asthma. And the fire is cracking in the background. You're listening to Groove on the Wireless. And that is a host of songs that really started off with the motive, I think, mostly of getting laid. First of all, it was a Scottish band, I think, called Sluts of Trust, with a song called Piece of You, which was indeed on the John Peel. I first heard it on the John Peel 2003 Festive 50. Excuse me, it came in at number 16. We moved swiftly on to what I would have thought, if I was talking to the Sluts of Trust, they would be influenced by people like Howlin' Wolf. I know he was a big influence on people like Captain Beefheart and the White Stripes, that kind of raw rock and roll. And there's definitely that coming through to Sluts of Trust. Howlin' Wolf with Backdoor Man, claiming that he, all the ladies knew what he was talking about and the men didn't. And he got to eat more chicken than most men at that time. So chicken for favours, maybe, I'm not really sure. Then we went straight on to Frank Ocean from an album last year, I think, which was Songs for Women. And basically he's saying, well, you know, I've got the gift of a great voice, and if I need to use that to try and, you know, get on with the fairer gender, then I will use that. And then we went into Leonard Cohen, Tower of Song. And I think Leonard has definitely used his poetic persona and his lyrics and the golden voice in order to procure favors. So I think that's really a theme that's run strongly through all of those songs that we've heard so far. We're coming up to that's 9 songs. I'm counting them and I'm being really good. And thanks to my wonderful microphone, the Yeti, you can hear that the Soviet engineer has just walked into the studio and has put on the kettle to boil and is banging on the heat. She just cannot get enough heat into her. That's the kind of winter that we're having. So next up, I think I'm going to go for an instrumental track. And the next track after that will probably be the last. And that will be from way back when people used to go to up to Harlem and dance and swing in the days of Art Deco. So that's it. Hope you've enjoyed the show, and we'll do it all again next week. You've been listening to Dr. Groove on Radioactive International. Keep listening.